Be careful is the best advice when trying to sign up for healthcare coverage through the federally run website. Healthcare.gov is the proper site, but KMUW News has discovered healthcare.com, .net, and .org, which appear to be sites designed to sell you health insurance outside of the marketplace. Linda Shepherd is with the Kansas Health Insurance Commission Office.
This was this issue of these dummy or fraudulent websites that might start appearing is an issue that all of the insurance regulators around the state were concerned about and have been concerned about and continue to be. And so we have actually reached out to the Federal Trade Commission and some other law enforcement at the federal level to talk with them about, you know, how do we, you know, when we identify these sites, what do we do to one, try to make sure that consumers know, you know, are aware that they need to be very careful about where they go on the internet, and also then what extent, if any, do we take any action against these sites if it does appear that they are misrepresenting themselves or if it's deceptive the way they're presenting themselves.
The one, healthcare.com, actually, even on the left side of the website, has a picture of the White House. It says, what does the new healthcare bill mean to you? To me, this is kind of deceptive. At the bottom of, or in the middle of the page, at the bottom of the different things you can click on, it says providers represent various carriers, including Aetna, Humana, Blue Cross, Kaiser Permanente, Cigna, and Assurant. Mm-hmm. Since the government didn't do what Kansas did, it seems that Kansas got all those other domains. So insureks.org, insureks.com, insureks.net all point you to the right place.
Right.
The
right.
Federal government either could not or just did not do that.
Right.
And very clever insurance companies or conglomerates have taken advantage of that.
Right.
And so
no, you're absolutely right. And actually, while I was sitting here at my desk, I went ahead and went to this website that you were talking about, and I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's exactly the kind of concern that that we have about, you know, about people going to sites this clearly looks like one of those kinds of sites that we see insurance agencies or insurance agents establishing to try to get people to provide them with information about. Yeah, because at the bottom, I just noticed that there it says something about getting information about all states, and there is a place, there is a specific page that's on here that says Kansas Health Insurance.
Yes.
Yeah, so it does this group apparently is also marketing for our state as well.
Yes, they are.
Which is a problem. So I'll tell you, I mean, actually, I appreciate you bringing this to our attention. I mean, this was one of the things that we had told, you know, that we had told the federal government that most of the time, the ways that we find out about these bogus websites is from other, you know, either from consumers or from other insurance agents or agencies or companies, because they often see these things before we do, and that's the way that they're brought to our attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you you mentioning this, and I will actually be passing this information on to our fraud folks and having them take a look at it and see what we can find out.
Providing any information on one of the mimic sites can result in you receiving phone calls from insurance companies, which again are outside of the marketplace, which means that they cannot offer you the discount insurance plans that are only available at healthcare.gov. For KMUW News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.